Title Stripping of a White Dwarf by an Intermediate Mass Black Hole, by Jin-Hong Chen et al. During the inspiraling of a white dwarf WD into an intermediate mass black hole 10 to the power of 2⁻⁵ m sun, both gravitational waves GWs and electromagnetic m radiation are emitted. Once the eccentric orbit's pericenter radius approaches the tidal radius, the WD would be tidally stripped upon each pericenter passage. The accretion of these stripped mass would produce m radiation. It is suspected that the recently discovered new types of transients, namely the quasi-periodic eruptions and the fast ultraluminous X-ray burst, might originate from such systems. Modeling these flares requires a prediction of the amount of stripped mass from the WD and the details of the mass supply to the accretion disk. We run hydrodynamical simulations to study the orbital parameter dependence of the stripped mass. We find that our results match the analytical estimate that the stripped mass is proportional to a 5/2 th power of the excess depth by which the WD overfills its instantaneous Roche lobe at the pericenter. The corresponding fallback rate of the stripped mass is calculated, which may be useful in interpreting the individual flaring light curve in candidate M sources. We further calculate the long-term mass loss evolution of a WD during its inspiral and the detectability of the GW and M signals. The M signal from the mass loss stage can be easily detected. The limiting distance is 320 mH, 10 to the power of 4 m sun MPC for Einstein probe. The GW signal, for the space-borne detectors such as laser interferometer space antenna or Chan-Keen, can be detected only within the local supercluster 33 MPC. This was Tidal Stripping of a White Dwarf by an Intermediate Mass Black Hole, by Jin-Hong Chen et al.